أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم السلام عليكم dear mourners of Imam Hussein عليه السلام السلام عليكم dear mourners of the companions of Imam Hussein عليه السلام Assalamu alaikum, dear mourners of the friends of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And assalamu alaikum, dear sons and daughters of the Husseini Revolution. So as we continue our 8-night lecture series based on the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, let us beautify the atmosphere with the recitation of the Holy Quran.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammadin wa ajil farajahum. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الله صدق الله العلي العظيم.
Jazakallah khair, tayyiballah anfasakum. So out of our 8-night program that we scheduled, we have reached our final night. We pray and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do this again, inshallah, for next year's holy month of Muharram. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayh says that were it not for this movement, the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that Yazid and his followers would have presented Islam upside down to the people. From the beginning, they did not believe in Islam and they were jealous of the authorities of Islam. We are now going to listen to the beautiful recitation of Ziyarat Ashura. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. As-salamu alayka ya Ibn Rasulullah. As-salamu alayka ya Khiyarat Allah wa Ibn Khiyaratih. As-salamu alayka ya Ibn Amir al-Mu'minin wa Ibn Sayyid al-Wasiyyin. As-salamu alayka ya Ibn Fatima سيدت نساء العالمين السلام عليك يا ثار الله وابن ثاره والوتر الموتور السلام عليك وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار يا أبا عبد الله لقد عظمت الرزية وجلت وعظمت المصيبة بك علينا وعلى جميع أهل الإسلام وجلت وعظمت مصيبتك في السماوات على جميع أهل السماوات فلعن الله أمة أسست أساس الظلم والجور عليكم أهل البيت ولعن الله أمة دفعتكم عن مقامكم وأزالتكم عن مراتبكم التي رتبكم الله فيها ولعن الله أمة قتلتكم ولعن الله الممهدين لهم بالتمكين من قتالكم برئت إلى الله وإليكم منهم ومن أشياعهم وأتباعهم وأوليائهم يا أبا عبد الله إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم إلى يوم القيامة ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة ولعن الله ابن مرجانة ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا ولعن الله أمة أسرجت وألجمت وتنقبت لقتالك بأبي أنت وأمي لقد عظم مصاميبك فأسأل الله الذي أكرم مقامك وأكرمني بك أن يرزقني طلب ثارك مع إمام منصور من أهل بيت محمد صلى الله عليه وآله اللهم اجعلني عندك وجيها بالحسين عليه السلام في الدنيا والآخرة يا أبا عبد الله إني أتغرب إلى الله وإلى رسوله وإلى أمير المؤمنين وإلى فاطمة وإلى الحسن وإليك بمبالاتك وبالبراءة ممن قاتلك ونسب لك الحرب وبالبراءة ممن أسس أساس الظلم والجور عليكم، وأبرأ إلى الله وإلى رسوله ممن أسس أساس ذلك وبنى عليه بنيانه وجرى في ظلمه وجوره عليكم وعلى أشيائكم. بريت إلى الله وإليكم منهم، وأتقرب إلى الله ثم إليكم بمبالاتكم ومبالات وليكم وبالبراءة من أعدائكم والناصبين لكم الحرب وبالبراءة من أشيائهم وأتباعهم. إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم وولي لمن والاكم وعدو لمن عاداكم. فأسأل الله الذي أكرمني بمعرفتكم ومعرفة أوليائكم ورزقني البراءة من أعدائكم أن يجعلني معكم في الدنيا والآخرة، وأن يثبتني عندكم قدم صدق في الدنيا والآخرة. وأسأله أن يبلغني المقام المحمود لكم عند الله، وأن يرزقني طلب ثاري مع إمام هدى ظاهر ناطق بالحق منكم. وأسأل الله بحقكم وبالشأن الذي لكم عنده أن يعطيني بمصابي بكم أفضل ما يعطي مصابا بمصيبته، مصيبة ما أعظمها وأعظم رزيتها في الإسلام وفي جميع السماوات والأرض. اللهم اجعلني في مقامي هذا ممن تناله منك صلوات ورحمة ومغفرة. اللهم اجعل محياي محيا محمد وآل محمد ومماتي ممات محمد وآل محمد. اللهم إن هذا يوم تبركت به بنو أمية وابن آكلة الأكباد، اللعين ابن اللعين على لسانك ولسان نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله في كل موطن وموقف وقف فيه نبيك صلى الله عليه وآله. اللهم لعن أبا سفيان ومعاوية ويزيد ابن معاوية عليهم منك اللعنة أبد العابدين. وهذا يوم فرحت به آل زياد وآل مرهاد بقتلهم الحسين صلوات الله عليه. اللهم فضاعف عليهم اللعن منك والعذاب الأليم. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك في هذا اليوم وفي موقفي هذا وأيام حياتي بالبراءة منهم واللعنة عليهم وبالمبالاة لنبيك وآل نبيك عليه وعليهم السلام. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك. اللهم لعن العصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك. عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. اللهم خص أنت أول ظالم باللعن مني وابدأ به أولا، ثم العن الثانية والثالثة والرابع. اللهم العن يزيد خامسا، والعن عبيد الله ابن زياد وابن مرجان وعمر ابن سعد وشمرا وآل أبي سفيان وآل زياد وآل مروان إلى يوم القيامة. اللهم لك الحمد حمد الشاكرين، لك على مصابهم، الحمد لله على عظيم رزيتي. اللهم ارزقني شفاعة الحسين يوم الورود، وثبتني قدم صدق عندك مع الحسين وأصحاب الحسين الذين بذلوا مهجهم دون الحسين عليه الصلاة.
جزاك الله خير وعافية، طيب الله أنفاسكم. إمام خميني رحمة الله عليه once stated that the martyrdom of the innocent ones of the pure progeny and their captivity devastated the throne and the crown of Yazid forever, who, in the name of Islam, tried in their immature fancy to eradicate the divine revelation. Let us now welcome our dear brother, Sayyid Shahryar Naqvi from the United States of America, on this last blessed night of Muharram to address the dear believers. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Wa bihi nasta'in. Thumma salatu wa salamu ala sayyid al-anbiya'i wal mursaleen wa tabib nafusina وحبيب قلوبنا وشفي ذنوبنا الأمجد الأحمد المحمود ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل وعلى أهل بيت النبوة ومعدن الرسالة وسفينة النجاة الطاهرين الطيبين المعصومين المظلومين وعلى أم المؤمنين وأم فاطمة خديجة الكبرى وعلى أمير المؤمنين وإمام المتقين أبو الحسن علي بن أبي طالب المرتضى وعلى بنت رسول الله وأم أبيها فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى حسن بن علي المجتبى وعلى أبا عبد الله الحسين سيد الشهداء وعلى علي بن الحسين زين العابدين وعلى محمد بن علي الباقر وعلى جعفر بن محمد الصادق وعلى موسى بن جعفر الكاذم وعلى علي بن موسى الرضا وعلى محمد بن علي التقي والجواد وعلى علي بن محمد الحادي والنقي وعلى حسن بن علي الأسقري وعلى حجة بن الحسن القائم المنتظر المهدي أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال رسول الله إن الحسين مصباح الهدى وسفينة النجاة. The Holy Prophet Muhammad has said, indeed, Hussein is the beacon of guidance and the ark of salvation. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Wa ajjal faraj. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, the supreme king of all known and unknown creation, the master and creator of all that is within the heavens and the earth, the gracious one who, despite the countless faults of his servants, is the most merciful, the most quick to forgive. And countless peace and blessings be upon Muhammad and his holy Ahlul Bayt, the divinely appointed guides of salvation for all of humanity, for all of places, and for all of times. The beacons of wisdom and truth and justice for all the universes. Dear brothers and sisters, dear friends, in these past nights of Muharram, my honorable brothers and I have been humbly speaking about Imam Hussein's revolution. We have been humbly speaking about this great movement and this great message and this great sacrifice. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's revolution has so many different aspects that you could speak about it for 1,000 years and still not be able to cover every single aspect of Imam Hussein's revolution. Still, my dear brothers and sisters, we humbly tried our best to just show you small glimpses of this beautiful revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As tonight is our last speech of this 8-night Muharram SOQ special, we would like the world to know a few things. Know this, O one and all, whether you choose to be our friend or you choose to be our foe. Forever eternal is this divine Islamic revolution of Imam Hussein. And so we announce to the world tonight that the divine revolution of Imam Hussein happened over 1,000 years ago, yet even to this very day, it is very much alive and it is very much stronger than ever before, still standing up to the tyrants and the oppressors of the time. Imam Hussein's divine revolution and Imam Hussein's divine movement is not a thing of the past. It is not a thing of the past, and know this, O one and all, whether you choose to be our friend or you choose to be our foe, that the Husseini revolution and the Husseini movement is not a thing that has been lost in the stormy pages of time. Rather, Imam Hussein's revolution is a powerful and divine movement which continues to this very day all across the world. It continues in countless mosques and in countless halls and in countless centers all across the globe. And it continues in the streets and on the roads and in the alleys. And it continues all across this earth, whether it be in great mega cities or even small remote villages. And it continues in all kinds of diverse languages, undistinguishable from one another except in their common denominators: Karbala, Ashura, Abbas, Zainab, Hussein. Karbala, Ashura, Abbas, Zainab, Hussein. Allahu Akbar.
And know this too, O one and all, whether you choose to be our friend or you choose to be our foe, Imam Hussein's revolution continues to this very day in every corner of the world, and it continues inside the homes of countless millions across the world, and it continues in the hearts of every single believer, regardless of faith or color. And this revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it continues in the hearts of countless, of millions of men and women and children. And it even continues in the small and pure hearts of those infants still in the wombs of their mothers waiting to be born. Al-azzamatu lillah, al-izzatu lillah. All praise and glory belongs to Allah. The revolution and the movement and the message and the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, this revolution even continues to live until this very day in the small and pure hearts of infants who are still in the wombs of their mothers waiting to be born. And know this too, O one and all, O one and all, whether you choose to be our friend or you choose to be our foe, this Husseini revolution continues to this very day. And to this very day, it still strikes fear in the weak and corrupted hearts of every single tyrant and oppressor all across the world. This Husseini revolution still strikes fear in the weak and corrupted hearts of every single arrogant and greedy entity all across the world. And to this very day, this Husseini revolution still strikes fear in the weak and corrupted hearts of all the forces of evil all across the globe, and it will forever, eternally strike fear in the weak and corrupted and pitiful hearts of the forces of evil. Allahu Akbar. All glory is to Allah. All honor is to Allah. But fear not, O tyrants and oppressors. And fear not, O arrogant and greedy powers of the world. And fear not, O bullies and criminals. And fear not, O you forces of evil. For your time is up. Because without a doubt, the Hussein of today will surely rise, and the Hussein of today will continue the Husseini revolution in all of its majesty and all of its glory. And whether you like it or not, it is this very Hussein of today, the awaited savior of humanity, the son of Fatima Zahra, who will very soon establish the kingdom of the truth and the justice of Allah all across the globe. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. And know one more thing, O one and all, whether you choose to be our friend or you choose to be our foe, that nothing has ever been able to stop this Husseini revolution, and nothing will ever be able to stop this Husseini revolution. For in every single age, there have always been those, and there will always be those who announce, like we do, that even if we were to be killed 1,000 times and then brought back to life and then killed again, we will always defend and promote and strengthen and continue and uphold the divine revolution, the divine message of Hussein ibn Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajil farj. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Al-Azamatulillah, Al-Izzatulillah. All honor belongs to Allah. All glory belongs to Allah. Tonight is the eighth night of Muharram, the last of our SOQ programs. We hope and we pray that Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, accepts it from us and accepts it from all of you and accepts this from all those who are listening to these humble words of this humble person. As we said in yesterday's speech, we are not like the great eloquent speakers of the world, and we are not like the great masaib reciters of the world. We pray that Allah gives us the tawfiq, the grace, the honor, the blessing to truly be of those beautiful reciters who recite for the sake of Allah and who recite on the path of Allah, for the du'as of all of you to be accepted. Recite another sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And so, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters all across the world, we've been talking about Imam Hussein's revolution. My brothers and I, over the past few nights, have been talking about Imam Hussein's revolution. And so tonight, I want to talk about one of these aspects within the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which is integral when it comes to this divine movement and this divine message and this divine revolution. And that aspect, dear brothers and sisters, is the aspect of self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice. Throughout this divine and honorable epic of Karbala, we continuously see the concept of sacrifice and self-sacrifice. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he eloquently says that when it comes to Allah, when it comes to the people of Allah, when it comes to the command of Allah, and when it comes to all that is related to the holy being of Allah, the stance is to sacrifice. Pay attention carefully tonight, brothers and sisters. This is a very important lecture, just as every single one of our lectures was important. The stance is to sacrifice. The stance is self-sacrifice. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, when it comes to Allah, the martyr, the shaheed, he has put forth a sacrifice. And the martyr has self-sacrificed. And so we humbly ask, Sayyid, what does self-sacrifice mean? What is the definition of self-sacrifice? And so, Sayyid Ali Khamenei says, self-sacrifice means to not take one's own self into consideration. Allahu Akbar. This is the first stance of the martyr. If the martyr, if the shaheed had taken their own self into consideration and they hadn't exposed themselves to extinction, they hadn't exposed themselves to danger for the sake of Allah, they wouldn't have reached the station of a shaheed. Do not take your own self into consideration. And so, dear brothers and sisters, if we consider our lives and we consider our properties and we consider our wealth and we consider our belongings and we consider our families and our friends and our relatives to be more important than Allah, then surely we will be losers in both this world and the next. Dear believers, dear friends, dear human beings of all faiths and all colors, if we are to walk in the footsteps of the shuhada, if we are to walk in the footsteps of the companions of Imam Hussein, if we are to walk in the footsteps of Lady Zainab and Hazrat Abbas and Ali Akbar and Qasim, then we must make Allah our priority and we must sacrifice whatever is necessary on the path of Allah and for the sake of Allah. Is this not what we see in the land of Karbala? Is this not what we see in the companions of Imam Hussein? Is this not what we see in the family of Imam Hussein? Is this not what we see in Imam Hussein alayhi salam himself? Is this not what we see in the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet? Is this not what we see in the Holy Prophet himself? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They sacrificed everything that they had for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah. They sacrificed everything they had for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah. And so if you are ready to sacrifice all that you have for the sake of Allah, then recite aloud, Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum. Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he further says, if you want Allah to be satisfied with you, and you want to be beneficial on the path of Allah, and you want the divine purpose of Allah and the divine and lofty goals of Allah to be implemented in this realm of creation, then you must not consider yourself to be a priority in the face of Allah's divine purpose. Do not consider yourself to be a priority when it comes to the divine purpose and the lofty goals of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am I more important than Allah? Am I more important than the Prophet Muhammad? Am I more important than Lady Fatima al-Zahra and Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam and Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the awaited savior of humanity? Am I a priority or are they a priority? And Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, he says very beautifully, dear brothers and sisters, he says the duty isn't unlimited. It is to the extent that you can. Ask yourselves with sincerity, ask yourselves with honesty. To the extent that you can, you should help and you should make sure that you fulfill your duty and your responsibility to Islam, to Imam Hussein, and to Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. And so we ask ourselves, every single one of us should ask themselves, we ask ourselves, what can we do to further and strengthen the Hussein of our time? What are we willing to sacrifice for the sake of Allah? What are we going to do to hasten the reappearance of the awaited one, the savior of humanity? And remember, dear friends, remember, dear brothers and sisters, Imam Hussein has set the bar very high. Muslim ibn Aqil has set the bar very high. Muhammad and Ibrahim have set the bar very high. Zainab and Rubab and Kulthum and Fizza and Sakina have set the bar very high. Own and Muhammad have set the bar very high. Abbas has set the bar very high. Ali Akbar has set the bar very high. Ali Asghar has set the bar very high. What can we do in support of the Imam of our time? What will we do in order to hasten the reappearance of the Avenger of Karbala, the awaited savior of humanity? Imam Khamenei, he continues and he says, this is a very beautiful statement. He says, in every place that a group of mu'min individuals considered the divine purpose of Allah to be a priority over themselves, the word of Allah prevailed. So that you don't have to rewind, he says, in every place that a group of mu'min individuals considered the divine purpose of Allah to be a priority over themselves, the word of Allah prevailed. The word of Allah was victorious. The word of Allah succeeded and won. And without a doubt, in every place, that the feet of the Mu'min people of Allah were shaky, the word of falsehood prevailed. In every place that the feet of the Mu'min people of Allah were shaky, the word of falsehood prevailed. So will we be among those who remain steadfast, those who remain determined, those who remain firm on the path of Allah, or will we be among those whose feet begin to shake and quake? Allahu Akbar, may Allah protect every single one of us. Will we have a hand in having the word of Allah prevail? Or will we have a hand in making the word of falsehood prevail? The ball is in our court. The ball is in our hands. And Imam Khamenei says, in any place that there wasn't self-sacrifice, as was the case throughout history, like during the era of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, where the majority of the categorical elite, the upper class, and some of the believers shrugged their shoulders, became terrified, and retreated, the word of falsehood prevailed. And I add that not only did the word of falsehood prevail when the believers, when the justice seekers, when the noble people shook in fear or shrugged their shoulders, this has nothing to do with me. Not only did the word of falsehood prevail, but the Hussein of the time was slaughtered to death without any mercy. And not just the Hussein of the time, his family, his children, his companions, they were all killed. The women and children were taken captive because may Allah protect us from being of those who have a hand in making the word of falsehood prevail. May Allah protect us. And what happens, dear brothers and sisters, when the word of falsehood prevails? Imam Khamenei continues, he says, well, the government of Yazid comes to power. The Bani Umayyah, they rule for 90 years. And the Bani Abbas, they rule for 5 to 6 centuries. 500 to 600 years if the word of falsehood prevails. And because of this, because the word of falsehood prevailed, what calamities the people had to suffer, what calamities the Islamic society had to suffer, and what calamities the mu'mineen, the believers, had to suffer, all because this self-sacrifice wasn't done. So let's take it to today's age. Let's recite a Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajhum. Now, let's take it to today's age. If every Muslim, if every believer, if every Christian, if every Jew, if every justice-seeking individual, if every conscious human being was willing to sacrifice, would have we allowed Palestine to be usurped? Would have we allowed Iraq to be turned to ruin? Would have we allowed Afghanistan to be occupied for 20 years? And 20 years later, it is probably worse than it was 20 years ago. If every Muslim and every believer and every Christian and every Jew and every justice-seeking person, if every conscious human being was willing to sacrifice, would have we allowed Sheikh Zakzaki to be imprisoned for over 5 years while he was innocent? Would have we allowed Sheikh Nimr to be beheaded while he was innocent? Would have we allowed Syria to be turned into rubble? Would have we allowed Lebanon to be economically shattered? Would have we allowed Yemen to be bombed and starved to death? Would have we allowed the Muslims of Myanmar to be burnt to death? I'm addressing every single Muslim. I'm addressing every single believer. I'm addressing every single Christian, every single Jew, every single justice-seeking individual, every single noble person, every single conscious human being. I am addressing. Would have we allowed the Islamic Republic of Iran to be sanctioned to death? Would have we allowed the Bahraini Voice for Freedom and Independence to be silenced? Would have we allowed tyrants and oppressors to rule over the Muslim lands? Would have we even allowed tyrants and oppressors and corrupt people to rule the other nations of the world? Would have we allowed the rich countries of the world to colonize and pillage and loot the poorer countries of the world? Would have we allowed the 1% to hoard the wealth of the 99%? Would have we allowed racial and ethnic discrimination? Would have we allowed the building of apartheid walls, whether in Israel or in America? Every conscious human being, every noble human being, every justice and truth-seeking human being on the planet, would have we allowed there to be homeless and hungry people in our societies? First world countries, not third world countries. First world countries, homeless, hungry, starving to death, or dying of debt. Would have we allowed gender discrimination? Would have we allowed vaccine inequality? Would have we allowed social injustice? Would have we allowed income inequality? Would have we allowed the powerful to take advantage of the downtrodden? No, dear brothers and sisters, we wouldn't have let any of these things happen. If every conscious, justice-seeking, honest, noble human being, regardless of their faith, regardless of their color, had the attribute of self-sacrifice, then none of these things would have ever happened. None of these things would have ever happened. These things that I listed, these are global issues. These are global matters. These are the matters that are the concern of every single human being on this planet. These are matters that Hussein teaches us. These are matters that Hussein stood up for. The message and the memory and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's revolution. And dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners all across the world, it is precisely because the world has forgotten the divine lesson of sacrifice that was taught to us by Noah and Abraham and Ishmael and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Aaron and Moses and David and Solomon and Jonah and John the Baptist and Jesus and Mary and Muhammad and Khadija and Fatima and Ali and Hassan and Hussein, that we find our world broken and the shattered wreck that it is. Because the world has forgotten the divine lesson of self-sacrifice. The world has forgotten the divine lesson of self-sacrifice. And so, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, we must inculcate sacrifice in our lives, and we must prepare ourselves to sacrifice for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah, especially today during the age of the awaited Mahdi, who will show us the divine meaning of sacrifice once again, just as those appointed by Allah have always shown us. And oh dear people of the world, sacrificing for the cause of divine truth and sacrificing for the cause of divine justice and sacrificing for the cause of divine independence and sacrificing for the cause of divine honor and nobility and chivalry and sacrificing for the cause of divine self-determination and sacrificing for the cause of divine freedom is a universal matter, and it lies asleep within every single one of us. All we have to do is wake it up. All we have to do is wake it up. It's within every single one of you. And the wake-up call to sacrifice has been announced by every single divinely appointed messenger of Allah, and it has been announced, the call to sacrifice has been announced by every single divinely appointed Imam of Allah, and in the plains of Karbala, Sayyid al-Shuhada, al-Imam al-Husayn ibn Ali announced this very call to sacrifice. And the Honorable One, the Awaited One, the Dearly Awaited One, the Savior of Humanity will soon once again announce the global and universal call to sacrifice. The global and universal call to sacrifice for divine truth and divine justice. The global and universal call to sacrifice for divine independence and divine self-determination. The global and universal call to sacrifice for divine freedom. And the global and universal call to sacrifice for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil faraj. Dear brothers and sisters, dear people of the world, prepare yourselves for this up and coming global and universal call to sacrifice for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah, a sacrifice which leads us towards the perfection of humanity. Dear brothers and sisters, I apologize for taking so much time. I end now with one tradition from Ghurar al-Hikam, excuse me. And I won't explain the tradition, it's self-explanatory. In this tradition in Ghurar al-Hikam, we find that the first divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, says, self-sacrifice is a virtue. Self-sacrifice is the noblest benevolence. Self-sacrifice is the noblest munificence. Self-sacrifice is a trait of the virtuous. Self-sacrifice is the greatest worship. Self-sacrifice is the highest stage of faith. Self-sacrifice is the most excellent quality. Self-sacrifice is the most excellent generosity. Self-sacrifice suffices for nobility. My dear friends, my fellow comrades, my fellow believers, my fellow brothers and sisters, my fellow humanity, my fellow justice seekers, my fellow dreamers of a perfect utopian world, my fellow believers in truth and justice, my fellow believers, my fellow oppressed of the world, my fellow downtrodden of the world, my fellow mourners of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, my fellow mourners for the oppressed son of Fatima, my fellow companions and compatriots in awaiting and supporting the awaited savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi. Realize your great value in the eyes of Allah and in the eyes of the Ahlul Bayt. Realize your great value. Realize how much the Ahlul Bayt and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love every single one of you and holds every single one of you in the highest of esteem and in the highest of regards. And realize that it is all of us, all of us in every single corner of this world, and all of us all across the heart of this little earth that we call home, that the Imam of our time, the awaited savior of humanity, is waiting for. The Imam of our time, the savior of humanity, is waiting for every single one of us, regardless of faith, regardless of language, regardless of ethnic background, every single one of us. Realize, dear brothers and sisters, that the Hussein of today has called out his Hal min Nasirin Yansurna, the awaited savior of humanity, has called out, is there anyone to aid me? Is there anyone to aid me? And realize that the Hussein of today is waiting for all of you, and he is waiting for me to prepare ourselves, for a great and global and universal sacrifice. Realize, O Husseinis of all colors, realize, O Husseinis of all faiths, realize, O Husseinis, it is not we who are awaiting our Imam, the savior of humanity. Rather, it is our Imam, the savior of humanity, who has been waiting for 1,000 years, waiting for me and waiting for you. It is he who is waiting for me, and it is he who is waiting for you. In the end, we have so many du'as that we would like to send to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept them from us. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, make our lives the life of Muhammad and the life of Ali Muhammad, and make our departure from this world, our death from this world, the departure of Muhammad and Ali Muhammad. Ya Allah, forgive all of our past, present, and future sins. Ya Allah, for the sake of Imam Hussein, there are so many sins that we don't even know about, that we have committed. Forgive them one and all, and protect us from committing sins again in our lives. Forgive all of those that have passed away in our family and friends. Give a quick and complete cure to all those that are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, help these tying of the tongue that breaks our speech. Ya Allah, help us succeed in creating unity. Ya Allah, place the love of yourself in our hearts, and place in our hearts the desire to sacrifice all that we have on your blessed path. Ya Allah, help us to fear disobeying you, but to never fear death. Ya Allah,
Grant us the intercession of Hussein on the day that we present ourselves before you, Ya Allah. Help us to obey you as you want us to obey you, Ya Allah. Help to create the obedience and the love of the Ahlul Bayt in our heart. Ya Allah, help us to love the Qur'an and to implement the Qur'an in our daily lives. Ya Allah, help us to excel in excellent morals, both in this world and to excel in the hereafter. Ya Allah, protect us and guide us and our family and our relatives and our children and the generations to come. Protect us, keep us on Sirat-e-Mustaqim and guide us our whole lives. Ya Allah, protect our families today and always. Ya Allah, wipe the rust away from our hearts and replace it with your nur. Ya Allah, protect and hasten the appearance of the Imam of our age. Allow us to be among his first supporters, his true supporters, his sincere supporters, and to be martyred in the ranks of Imam al-Mahdi for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah. صلوا على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Dear brothers and sisters, it is the 8th of Muharram. Only 2 days left of this beautiful commemoration of the memory and the mission and the sacrifice of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We find in Biharul Anwar a tradition from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, where he says, it's a beautiful tradition, he says, O Fatima, every eye shall be weeping on the day of judgment, except the eye which has shed tears over the tragedy of Hussein, for surely that eye shall be laughing, and that eye shall be given the glad tidings of the bounties and the comforts of paradise. So tonight, dear believers, if you allow me, and I beg for your permission and the permission of the Ahlul Bayt, the permission to allow us to weep to our heart's content. Tonight, we will mourn the epic of Karbala as best as we can. For the mourning of the epic of Karbala is never enough. I request, dear brothers and sisters, that we close our eyes and we take our hearts to the day of Ashura. Turn off the lights in your blessed homes and close your eyes and keep them closed for as long as you can. The point is not to look at me as I recite the Masa'ib, the Musiba, the story of the trials and tribulations of Hussein. The point is to close your eyes and feel the Musiba in your heart as you hear what happened to Hussein alayhi salam. So take a few deep breaths and get ready, for I will simply relate to you the epic of Karbala. I will tell you of a time. I relate to you the story of Hussein, the one who found no safe refuge in his home city of Medina, the city of his grandfather. I relate to you the story of Hussein, the one who found no safe refuge in the holy city of Mecca, the city of Allah. I relate to you the story of Hussein, the one who found no safe refuge in the city of Kufa, the city of his father. I relate to you the story of Hussein, the one who found no safe refuge even in the plains and the deserts of Karbala. I relate to you the story of Hussein, who found no safe refuge on this earth except the safe refuge of his Lord, Allah. But dear friends,
the grief and the tragedy of Hussein, finding no safe refuge on this vast and expansive earth, would have sufficed in it of itself. But along with Hussein is a caravan of friends, a caravan of a family, a caravan of women, a caravan of small children. And so I take you to a time in this epic of Karbala. I take you to a time when the army of Hur, having lost their way in the desert, had found the caravan of Hussein. A soldier from Hur's army relates, "We had been lost in the desert and we were dying of thirst when we happened to come across the caravan of Hussein." The caravan of Hussein then proceeded to give every single one of us their water. Allahu Akbar. The caravan of Hussein proceeded to give every single one of us water, and they even gave our horses water. This soldier says, "I was dying of thirst and I couldn't get up for I had no strength. And then I saw a beautiful man shining like the moon come towards me with a water skin, and he began to help me, dear, to drink water." A man shining like the moon walked towards me with a water skin in hand, and he helped me to drink water, for I had no strength. Dear friends, this man was Hussein. This man was Hussein. I take you to a time when Hur had his Husseini revolution, and he came to the thirsty and hungry camp of Imam Hussein with his hands tied behind his back like a slave. And Hussein said to Abbas, "Be ready, O brother, for a guest is coming towards us. Woe upon Karbala and woe upon Ashura, for a guest comes to the generous Ahlul Bayt and they have not even water to offer." I take you to a time when the orphaned son, Qasim, the orphaned son of Hassan, he comes to beg his imam, he comes to beg his uncle Hussein to go to the battlefield. It is related that at one point, both Qasim and Hussein, they go unconscious as they hold each other in their arms and they cry. How Hussein would have looked upon Qasim's innocent face and thought lovingly of his dear brother Hassan. "O Qasim, how so similar you look to Hassan, and you want me to give you the permission to go to the battlefield." Dear friends, what armor is there that would fit such a young boy? Umm Farwa, the mother of Qasim, proud that her son was going to defend the imam of their time, must have combed Qasim's hair. She must have made sure he looked his best. She must have combed his hair. And now, dear brothers, I show you the beautiful smile of Qasim with little to no armor, his father's turban on his head, as he goes towards the battlefield, and as he waves to his uncle farewell, he waves to his imam farewell. "Pray for my success, oh my imam, oh Uncle Hussein." Only Hussein knows how Qasim returned to the tents. I take you to a time when Aun and Muhammad, the sons of Zainab, they are ready to go to the battlefield. These small children, they are martyred as they defended their imam. But Zainab, Lady Zainab, she did not weep, nor did she cry. I take you to a time when the women of Kufa, or perhaps it was the women of Sham, they said, do the heads of Aun and Muhammad have no mother who weeps over them? Where is the mother of these heads? And I take you to a time When Zainab returns to Medina and she sees the small empty beds of Aun and Muhammad, and she sees the small clothes of children, the clothes of Aun and Muhammad, and she can hear the voices now long gone, left in the desert of Karbala, of Aun and Muhammad. From Medina, I take you back to Karbala. I take you back to Karbala, and I take you to a time when Abbas looks upon the face of Hussein and says, "Where is this army, O Hussein, that you speak of and of which I am the flag bearer?" Hussein, where is this army? And I take you to a time when Sakina looks up at the face of Abbas and says, "Where is the water, which water skin I hold in my little hands?" And I take you to a time when Abbas, he mounts his steed and he waves his last farewell to Hussein and to Zainab and to Sakina. "I go towards the riverbank to bring water for the children of Muhammad." And I take you, dear brothers, to a time when Hussein, he is looking towards the river, and I'm sure Sakina stands next to him, looking towards her father, and suddenly the flag of Abbas cannot be seen. Hussein says, "Abbas has reached the river bank." But I have read that this flag, it fell a second time, and this time the face of Hussein, it turned pale, and he did not say a single word. And when Hussein did say something, he said, "Ya Qamar Bani Hashim, now my back has been broken." And I take you to a time, dear brothers and sisters, forgive me. I take you to a time when Ali Akbar mounted his steed. His aunt Zainab has given him her blessings to go to the battlefield. And Ali Akbar, he moves towards the battlefield and he says, "I will make you proud, O my Imam. I will make you proud, O my father Hussein, for Abbas has trained me in the arts of battle." And then Ali Akbar, he hears these footsteps coming from behind. Perhaps it is Zainab, perhaps it is Umm Kulthum, perhaps it is Fizza, perhaps it is Sakina, perhaps it is one of the other children that are still left alive. No. Woe upon Ashura, for these footsteps are the footsteps of a father. These footsteps are the footsteps of an imam who loves the soldier that he has. These are the footsteps of Hussein. I take you to a time when Hussein is all alone. An old man who has been lifting the heavy bodies of martyred family members. An old man who has been lifting the heavy martyred bodies of his friends and his companions. And he stands alone in the face of oppression, and he stands alone in the face of tyranny like a mighty mountain. Then, as he stands there like a mountain, Hussein, he hears a commotion coming from the tents. It is Ali Asghar who has spoken in his cradle. It is Ali Asghar who has spoken in his cradle and has answered the call of his imam, "Labbaik ya Hussein, labbaik ya Hussein." I take you to a time when Rubab, she puts these clean clothes on her baby Ali Asghar. Rubab, she might have tied a small turban on this small head of Ali Asghar, and then she hands the infant to Hussein. "Oh Hussein, take care, for the heat of the day is extreme, and the child has had no milk nor no water to drink." Take care, O Hussein. I take you to a time when a three-pointed arrow is flying through the air, its target, the fragile neck of a thirsty infant. I take you to a time when a mother and a father dig a grave for the heaviest martyred body of Karbala, their lifeless infant, Ali Asghar. All that they had ever asked for was for some water for this baby. I take you to a time when Hussein says his last farewell. Hussein has dictated his last will and testament. Hussein has spoken to his last, to his son, Ali ibn al-Hussein, Zain al-Abidin. Hussein has spoken his last to Zainab and Umm Kulthum. Hussein has spoken his last to the remaining women and children. Hussein says his farewell. He waves his last goodbye, but his valiant steed, for some reason, will not move. He has said his goodbyes. He has said his farewells. He is ready to go to the battlefield. But his valiant steed will not move. Alas, woe upon Ashura, for when this father, he looks down, he sees a small daughter looking back up. O Sakina, you will no longer have your father's chest to fall asleep on. O Hussein, why do you go so quickly? For Sakina will miss the fragrance of your breath in the dark dungeons of Sham. I take you to a time when Hussein has been martyred. The tents are set aflame. The children run and scream. The belongings are being stolen. The chadors are being taken from the daughters of Muhammad. The dark of night has set. The fear of night has set. The silence of night has set. The suffocation of night has set. And the grief of a dark night has set. I take you to a time when the heads of loved ones are put on spears and their families are forced to follow. I take you to a time when women and children are whipped. I take you to a time when noble teeth are struck with a cane. I take you to a time when Sakina is thrown in a dark dungeon. I take you to a time when the head of a father is given to a daughter. And I take you to a time no more. Salutations be upon you, Ya Aba Abdullah. And salutations be upon the souls who stayed firmly by your side. We send you Allah's eternal salutations for as long as we live. And for as long as existence is of the days and the nights of this realm, we hope and we pray and we beg that Allah won't make this our last ziyarah of you. Salutations be upon Hussein. Salutations be upon Ali ibn al-Hussein. Salutations be upon Zainab bint Ali. Salutations be upon Abbas ibn Ali. Salutations be upon the children of Hussein. And salutations be upon the companions of Hussein. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad wa ajjil.
بارش روشونه من بدا بخونم برات. کجا میخوای بری؟ چرا منو نمیبری؟ حسین این دم آخری چقدر شبیه مادری. باید جواب تو با نفسم بدم. بدون من نرو، تو رو به کی قسم بدم؟ قرارمون چی شو که بی قرار هم باشی؟ بسه هرچی که پیش اومد باید کنار هم باشی. دادا آهسته تر برو، بذار منم باهات بیام. حسین دیگه نمی کشه، آها که پا به پات بیام.